Chapter 16. Southeast Alaska. Cole's pulse quickened as the island drifted into view. It had been fall the last time he made this trip. Then he had been wearing handcuffs and had almost lost his life. Now spring air chilled his skin. Behind Cole sat Garvey and Edwin, joking with each other and gripping the gunwales to brace themselves. There had been a heavy chop ever since they left Drake an hour ago. Cole looked back. It had been a month since Edwin first announced this return to the island, and, true to his word, he had insisted that every penny of the second banishment be funded with the sale of Cole's belongings in Minneapolis. If Cole wasted this chance, nobody else would pay a penny. It had irked Cole, watching his sports gear, including his dirt bike, snowmobile, bicycle, skis, and even his helmet, all sold through a newspaper ad like some junk at a cheap garage sale. He squirmed on the hard aluminum boat seat. The sale no longer bothered him. If he screwed things up now, he could lose much more than a snowmobile. As the skiff circled the point into the bay, Cole felt a rush of excitement. He scanned the thick timbered slopes. Low, overcast skies made the forests as forbidding as he remembered them. Was the spirit bear still out there prowling like a ghost under the thick canopy of spruce trees? The thought of the big animal sent a shudder down Cole's spine. He kept eyeing the trees as the boat approached the shore. "Jump out and keep the bow off the rocks," Edwin ordered. Cole removed his shoes and flung them ashore. Then, obediently, he vaulted over the side into hip-deep water. The icy cold grabbed at his breath and reminded him of his attempt to escape the island. That swim now seemed like a nightmare from another lifetime. He must have been crazy. Wind blowing directly into the small protected bay had churned up a heavy surf, and Cole fought to steady the heaving boat. It was hard not being able to grip strongly with his right hand. Garvey swung himself into the water on the opposite side and helped guide the skiff to shallower water. Then, with Cole struggling to hold the bow, Edwin passed ashore the heavy boxes of basic supplies they had brought to go with the building materials delivered earlier by a larger boat. When the skiff floated empty, Edwin stepped into the water, and all three dragged the aluminum boat out of the surf, over the rocks, and well above high tide mark. "Try to swim away in this water, and it'll kill you," Edwin warned Cole. "I won't be running away," Cole said, retrieving his shoes. Already his feet were numb from the water. "We'll see, won't we?" Edwin said. "So, what do we do first?" Cole asked, looking up toward tree line at the stack of building materials.
"We don't do anything," Garvey said. "Everything is up to you now. Edwin and I will stay a few days until you finish building the shelter. Any questions? Fine. But you're carrying the ball now. You're going to prove your commitment. Get a fire going first, then set up the tent."
The two men headed down the shoreline. Garvey called back,
"Have supper ready in 2 hours.
Standing alone, Cole eyed the aluminum skiff sitting unguarded. If he wanted to escape, now would be the perfect time. He shook his head. This time he would stay. He began scouring the shoreline for firewood. When the men returned 2 hours later, they found Cole still putting up the tent.
"Why isn't supper ready?" Edwin asked.
Cole walked to an old plastic cooler and pulled out raw hot dogs.
"It is. Here."